I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Voters will finally have their say tomorrow in Illinois' primary election. It's been a record-breaking year in terms of political fundraising. Polls are open tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Meanwhile, teams dispatched across Illinois will make sure voters' rights are protected and polling places are accessible. Attorney General Lisa Madigan says 178 teams of assistant attorneys general and investigators will monitor the election. She says anyone who encounters illegal or suspected improper activity may call her office. Madigan says voters who are in line when polls close have a right to cast a ballot. People who cannot read, have a disability, or have trouble understanding English may ask for help from anyone other than their employer or union. She adds, voters have the right to take up to 2 hours unpaid time from work to vote. In other news, the creators of EpiPens hiked prices in 2016. A state house proposal would make the medication they contain more accessible. Jacqueline Driscoll has more.
Anaphylactic shock is a life-threatening, extreme allergic reaction, and without epinephrine, it can be deadly. The EpiPen, which auto-injects epinephrine, can cost around $600. State Senator Chapin Rose, the Republican from Mahomet, says a measure he's sponsoring could drive that price much lower for approved entities like daycares, churches, and rec centers, which have the option of having EpiPens on hand. But with this legislation, they could also carry injectable syringes of the drug.
Thankfully, the FDA has recently come out with an injectable syringe as opposed to the auto-injector. Just for comparison's sake, a vial of epinephrine costs about $5.
The bill would allow trained individuals to administer the drug to a person in need. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
A state lawmaker says Illinois needs to consolidate some of its roughly 7,000 units of government to reduce local property taxes. David McSweeney of Barrington Hills wants to make it easier to abolish township governments, and he's sponsoring a bill to do that. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's 7:20. Good morning. Illinois' primary election is tomorrow. As State House reporter Brian Mackey tells us, the candidates for governor are making their final appeal to voters.
Democrats Chris Kennedy and J.B. Pritzker will spend today flying around the state. This after a weekend of St. Patrick's Day parades and Sunday morning church visits. It's also after Pritzker filed paperwork revealing another multi-million dollar campaign contribution. The Hyatt Hotel heir has invested just under $70 million into jumpstarting his political career. On the Republican side, incumbent Governor Bruce Rauner and State Representative Jeannie Ives continue to trade jabs. That's as the Democratic Governors Association has gotten involved in the race with television ads. That cross-party meddling is unusual but not unique. Rauner himself paid for ads attacking Pritzker earlier this year. I'm Brian Mackey.
Cybersecurity remains top of mind this election year. The attempted hijacking of election systems in 21 states 2 years ago put the focus on the vulnerability of voter registration systems. Hackers can wreak havoc on Election Day by getting access to the voter rolls, a concern that's prompted cybersecurity updates in many states. Illinois, which is holding its primary election this week, is the one state known to have its voter registration system breached in 2016. Teams are being dispatched across Illinois to try to protect against voter fraud. I'm Jennifer Fuller.